It's Thursday, August 21st, and with your news at 8 a.m, I am Leonard Witbien. Just two of the seven dismissed Katima Mulilo town councillors attended a meeting with Urban and Rural Development Minister James Sankwasa yesterday. Sankwasa explained that their failure to respond to an earlier notice led to the dissolution of the council, confirmed on the 15th of this month in a government gazette.
For removing the council is failure to perform the duties, functions and powers as entrenched in the Local Authority Act, particularly Section 30. And in that section, there is a particular clause that deals with immovable properties, that is land. In terms of that section, land can only have authenticated, alienated or given to anybody with prior.
Veiko Nekundi, the Works and Transport Minister, has reinforced the call for ministries to support local procurement, warning against purchasing foreign goods over domestic alternatives. He underpins that supporting local producers drive job creation, empowerment and economic growth.
It's now a mandatory that they must now buy from the government stores, and it is a mandatory that the government stores must now buy from the local manufacturers. That means it must be locally produced and not imported finished goods. And it's only in the case that we do not have such item in stock that we give them a formal letter of exemption that they can then buy anywhere else. However, we are also cognizant that we shall be safeguarding against government buyers who will possibly intention to manipulate the system. And as a result, then we are now reaching out to the local manufacturers. What is that they produce? Where are they producing? What are their quantities or what are their capacities and their qualities?
The Bank of Namibia projects 3.5% GDP growth this year due to weaker manufacturing and U.S. tariffs on diamonds. Governor Johannes Gavagap said gold will be accumulated to strengthen reserves, while Acting Deputy Director Nafiku Hamunime highlighted the launch of the Data Sphere platform for public access to key economic data.
Participants discussed the impact of the newly imposed tariffs, highlighting both the short-term pressures on export competitiveness and the need for continued dialogue to navigate these headwinds. During the same dialogue, the bank launched its DataSphere platform. The launch of the DataSphere marks a historic moment for the Bank of Namibia and a transformative step in the nation's economic landscape. As a centralized data platform developed by the central bank, the DataSphere consolidates Namibia's most critical macroeconomic and financial statistics.
Rwandan-backed M23 rebels reportedly killed at least 140 people in eastern DRC in July, says Human Rights Watch on Wednesday, highlighting continued violence despite ongoing US and Qatar-backed peace talks. According to Reuters, the group provided further details on the killing spree in Rutshuru territory, where total deaths for July may exceed 300, consistent with United Nations findings. The U.S. government has revealed a new way it intends to stop illegal immigration, painting Donald Trump's border wall black so it becomes too hot to climb. It's the latest decision the administration has taken after launching a major deportation program, something the president campaigned on ahead of last year's election, as our correspondent Mitch McCann reports.
Secretary for the Department of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, was visiting a portion of the border wall in New Mexico, where she reportedly picked up a roller brush to help with the painting. She told reporters that the entire border wall will be painted black, saying the move was a specific request of the president, who she said understands that painting the wall black will make it hotter in the sun and therefore more difficult to climb. Mr. Trump's border wall was one of the most controversial campaign pledges before he became president, and Texas news outlet The Houston Chronicle reported in Trump's first term about 453 miles of wall was erected.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.